what I want you to do is be looking at how Arthur Miller portrays all these main characters, and for homework next week.
The scene plays out as if it were set in any high school literature class anywhere in the state. A room of teenagers in Marion is being led through a discussion and reading of Arthur Miller's classic play about the Salem witch trials, The Crucible.
And then I want you to give your estimation of this character. Do you agree with how does Miller really give a good...
These students are not enrolled at Marion High School, which sits across the street from the building that houses their classroom. They are homeschooled, but some of their time is spent attending the Marion Homeschool Assistance Program. Leading the class is Dee Dee Scafidi, whose oldest son is one of the students. She says the program brings independent homeschoolers together to share ideas.
There's just so many kids here from so many different backgrounds that they really get a chance to rub shoulders with lots of thoughts.
The Marion Homeschool Assistance Program is one of 126 such efforts by Iowa school districts to provide support for the state's homeschool population. They receive state funds for the programs at a rate of less than a third per pupil of what districts get for mainstream students. The programs have critics on both ends of the divide over homeschooling. Some educators say state money should not be going at all to a group who chooses not to participate fully in public schooling. Some strong homeschool advocates say such programs take control of the child's education away from parents and give it back to the districts. They have, however, won the seal of approval from longtime teacher and current legislator Mary Masher of Iowa City. She applauds the programs for bringing homeschooled students into social settings.
I don't think there's any concern about what is being done in those programs and how it is meeting the needs of those families and children.
Masher calls them legitimate alternatives to traditional school classrooms. But the vitality of homeschool assistance programs has been threatened in recent years by budget concerns. In 2008, the Iowa legislature chopped in half the amount of state money going to the programs for textbooks, space rental, computers, and salaries. That caught the attention of homeschool mom Andrea Ferrier.
I just said, whoa, this seems like, you know, something about it didn't seem right. I was really concerned that the data wasn't good, that there wasn't accurate information, that people didn't understand the impact that it would have.
So Ferrier decided to go to bat for the programs. She became a lobbyist for their concerns at the Capitol. During recent legislative sessions, she has fended off attempts to apply more state control over the programs.
After the funding cut went through, then there were changes from the Department of Education in terms of what programs should look like and what they should offer that really narrowed the scope of how programs were to run.
Ferrier says some school districts have grown tired of the regular fights over funding and teacher licensing requirements. She has watched 14 homeschool assistance programs shut down in the last 3 years. That leaves around 4,800 homeschool students participating in the programs statewide, a tiny portion of the overall homeschool population.
We're very small, but I think very important. I think the students that we serve, we are the best fit for serving them. And so without homeschool assistance programs, I think you'd see a lot of families struggling.
There is no homeschool assistance program more active than the one in Marion. 840 students from 360 families are enrolled in it. They drive from such eastern Iowa towns as Anamosa, Lisbon, and Solon to be part of it. Several open enroll from Cedar Rapids, even though that district has its own homeschool assistance program. Marion's director is Tom Ertz. He says the program offers a key service required by Iowa law. It employs certified teachers to review students' work.
They're responsible to have 16 contacts with their families, parents and students, over the course of the year. Half of those contacts are of a face-to-face nature, which typically would take place in the home.
Ertz and his wife have homeschooled their 5 children over the past 18 years, so he understands the needs of parents. As a result, he's built a flexible program for them.
Some of our classes are just 4 weeks long. Some of our classes are just a one-time class. So it's really kind of a smorgasbord approach. Parents can pick and choose how much involvement they want here.
The Marion program offers classes that would be nearly impossible for homeschool parents to teach. Students can study foreign languages, take advanced math and science, appear in a play, join a mock trial team. There's even a physical education aspect. It appeals to 16-year-old Paul Elliott of Anamosa.
This building really unifies us. I mean, independent homeschooling's great, But I just feel with the homeschool building, we really have a lot more opportunity.
The program also has a well-stocked library, which draws homeschool mom Ann Ryan from Springville, just east of Marion. She says the material she finds there helps reduce the cost of homeschooling.
A lot of people are worried that they couldn't homeschool because they couldn't afford it, but with a program like that, it's a great resource for homeschoolers.
She describes the Marion Resource Library as a homeschooler's dream. As for the students, they say joining a homeschool assistance program eliminates any worries people may continue to hold about homeschooled children having no social life. 16-year-old Abby Leonard of Cedar Rapids rolls her eyes when the concern is expressed.
I'm actually not at home most of the time. I'm gone, like I'm here a lot, so I meet lots of people in like band and classes and stuff. So I have lots of people that I know.
Abby and her homeschool assistance program classmates believe they're going through the best educational experience possible. They say they have the social network they would find in a typical high school, combined with the academic freedom of being homeschooled. In Marion, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.